Hare Krishna. I'm just on my way to oversee the wedding of Tamalvarna and Vandana Devi Dasi. Yesterday, you'll see pictures, we'll put up pictures. Yesterday, our fair open house, Buchu, it's so hard to translate it straight into English, was very, very good. It was beautiful weather for most of the day. Late afternoon it started to rain, and unfortunately that stopped guests coming, which would have meant we would have had a record Friday crowd. As it was, we had about 700 guests, and that was very good, very positive. And as mentioned yesterday, the setup is really, really wonderful, and the programs are very good, all done by Hungarian devotees. Today I just felt compelled to speak briefly about the importance of giving out this information that you're not this body to the people of the world. Last night I saw this tragedy in Norway, first big bomb, and in prime minister's offices and government offices, and now, or later, 84 students being shot on a camping on an island. Really outrageous stuff, and appears like at least second attack was by some far right neo-Nazi group, and it just brings to light again this importance that unless people see the unity among humanity, unless they see the spiritual oneness amongst us all, instead of always seeing the external differences that are automatically there as a result of our karma, then we see in different parts of the world for different reasons, whether it's due to difference in sex, whether it's due to difference in color, difference in faith, difference in political belief. People just continue to torture each other, kill each other, cause each other harm, all over a misunderstanding that these differences are bad, rather than seeing that the differences are external, they're in one sense inconsequential, and the real importance is actually that we're all sons of God, and we learn how to live as sons of God. Like in a family, there are boys, there are girls, some are older, some are younger, some look like this, some look like that. You get along. Why? Because you're of the same bloodline, you're of the same family, and you don't make a big issue of the differences. And so Krishna also says that he's the Pita, and he's the seed-giving father, aham bija pradat pita. I'm not even talking about being realized that you're not this body. We see that even devotees, after practicing Krishna consciousness for many years, are still distant from that realization. For instance, I am myself. But the knowledge that you're not this body allows you to head in a completely different direction of life. It gives you a different philosophy of life. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't have a philosophy of life, but you do have a philosophy. Even if you haven't thought of one, there is a philosophy of life which has already been pre-thought and pre-digested for you by the world that we live in, the world that makes you into a consumer, that makes you into a excessively educated person, the world that tells you that success and happiness is based on material achievement, and that competition with your neighbor over material possessions is the real measure of success. All of this philosophy, which is based on this body, that yes, you satisfy this body, you satisfy the senses of this body, and you're going to be happy. That is philosophy. That is a philosophy by which people live. But if people understand that, no, actually I'm not this body, that I'm already eternal, that I'm already happy, I just have to unveil that happiness, which all of this external struggle for sense gratification will not achieve, but rather it will just give the opposite. It will cover it, and that's why I'm feeling more and more unhappy. That's why I'm suffering more and more. Then they have the opportunity to go in a different direction in life. But no one gives them that information. No one gives them that education. So the education that I'm not this body is such an important thing. Let them people take whatever it takes for them by chanting Hare Krishna through purification of heart to come to the realization that they're not this body, to become free from the influence of the modes of material nature. But in the absence of this knowledge, there's just unending pain, suffering that people continue to inflict upon each other. And for this reason, we see how Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, in his lectures, kept on repeating this over and over and over again. Yes, there are so many higher things in Krishna consciousness, but what is the value of those higher things if people have not even first accepted the lower things? What does people realize the lower things? There's higher education, there's university education, but what is the use of your university education if you're still in grade school, if you're still in nursery school? So, as the real primary mission and message of Krishna consciousness, it really is to pass on this knowledge, dehi no smin jata dehi kumaram jovaram jara. And it's not for nothing that this was the first instruction that Krishna gave us in Bhagavad Gita. And if we both try to digest, accept, and incorporate that knowledge within our own lives and give it to others, then we can make a change in the world. Otherwise, we see politics, welfare, charity, religion, it doesn't change the world. The world continues on going downhill. What will actually change it is when people understand their identity and therefore can actually change the direction in which their life is meant to go, because right now their life is going down, it is spiraling down. So let's preach this importance of not being this body, and in that way do good for ourselves and do good for others. Hare Krishna.